Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. All right, I'm still trying to puzzle out this story that Josh was talking about off the air regarding sunglasses and how you got away with theft.
No.
How did this happen?
It's not.
What did you
not.
Do? Tell everybody what you did.
So my girlfriend was looking at some sunglasses online, and she was like, I really like these. And I was like, well, those are pretty expensive, so think about it for a little bit. And if you really like them in a few days, then let's get them. And so the other day we were near Park Meadows Mall, and she was like, hey, I really want these sunglasses still. So we looked around the stores that they have there, and she found the ones that she liked. And that store specifically was having a buy one, get one half off, okay? Ooh. And so I was like, hey, you know what? We're looking around. I kind of fell victim to putting some sunglasses on my face and really liking them too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, you know what? I'll just do you a solid. I'll buy these, and then you can get the ones you like for 50% off. She was like, yeah, absolutely. It sounds great. And so we did it. I bought them, whatever. She loves them. They look so good on her. I love the way she looks in them. So they look so good on her. I'm so happy she was able to get them. But a few hours later, I was like, I'm not feeling these. And I kind of had buyer's remorse a little bit. Mine were pretty expensive, too. And I was like, whatever. So I went by myself after we were done hanging out back to said store. And I just returned mine. So she got hers, the 50% off. And I kept mine. And they return my money fully to me.
And you got the full price back?
Full price back, because that's what I paid for them.
Yeah.
That is sneaky AF, and I love it.
It was
fantastic. It
is, but I'm like, how are they doing that? Wouldn't they refund you up to the other half of her sunglasses?
Well, he paid full price for his.
I paid full for mine.
Full price, but then she got hers half off because of the deal.
And I get what you're saying, but regardless, the lady that helped me was no older than 22. So
she had no idea what she was doing.
Zero clue.
She probably gave you extra money.
I got paid more to give them back. She was like, do you want it on the MasterCard?
Yeah, I went ahead and put an extra 25 back on your card.
I owe you a stocking fee, apparently.
I'm sorry they didn't fit your face.
It worked out perfectly for me because, hey, girlfriend still got the 50% off, and she looks so good in them. So.
And you probably slept with her this weekend, too, so congratulations.
That had nothing to do with the story.
It's time for a Mix 100 sports report.
Wow, big news coming out of D-Town this weekend. Were we the only ones not at the Savannah Bananas game?
It felt like it, huh?
Man, I tried to get tickets, and then I was looking at numerous Instagrammy pages of people in the media, specifically radio people. It's like every radio person I knew was at this stupid game this weekend.
That first night, though, they had a 2.5 hour delay. You would have been so out.
I would have been pissed.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess we didn't get invited. So anyway, on Saturday night, Kristen Bell suddenly emerged from the crowd at the game and started singing for the first time in forever. You know, if the rain didn't kick me out, that would have kicked me out.
Well, is this a really random pop-up, right? Yes. Like, who's here?
One of the Bananas players, Derek something or other, joined her for a musical theater mashup involving Wicked and Dirty Dancing, and they did attempt the famous Dirty Dancing lift.
Oh, they did it.
Did they?
Yeah, it was great.
We should
do
that with you later, Katie.
Okay.
Might need both of us, Josh.
I know.
That wasn't me that made that comment.
We should probably get a couple other people too. Maybe about four of us.
You know, you should wear your back brace. I'm just saying.
You know what? Honestly, give us about 6 months and then we'll try.
We got to go lift. Just got forklift certified.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. We'll
get a forklift in here.
Too far, Josh. It's too far.
Okay, sorry.
I had the time of my life. Oh, my back. We're not even joking. Wait until we tell you about the ice cream that Katie shoved into bread this weekend.
Oh, my gosh, you have no idea.
You're not
anyway,
opening your
no, I'm not. Oh, I know.
Here's a little taste from the game.
You're the one thing
I can't get enough.
So I tell you something.
Oh, God.
This could be love because
she's not a very good singer.
She is.
She's not good.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, God. I would have been halfway to my car.
She's a certified Disney princess.
Yeah.
She's good for her.
Yeah.
She's great.
She gets to do that in the studio with multiple takes.
Yeah.
It was fine. It's fine. Whatever. I would have been so to my car, though. All right. The final thing I have for you, this is kind of neat. Dick's Sporting Goods has a large concept store in Colorado that's opened up. It's called the House of Sport in Larkridge in Thornton. It's 100,000 square feet. And they say it's not designed like a normal sporting goods store. It includes interactive experiences. A couple examples, they got a giant climbing wall in there so you can chill, you know, test out your ropes. There's a TrackMan golf simulator to allow you to try some equipment, you know, before you buy it. I don't know. There might be a basketball court in there and a swimming pool. Nobody knows. Anyway, they say it's a shift in retail where physical stores are trying to give people a reason to leave the couch and not order things on the couch and get into the store and buy the same product in the store, which I think is kind of a neat idea.
Absolutely.
It gets you out in the world, in the public, touching stuff before you buy it.
And clearly retailers saw that that was an issue, that people are just buying things online. So this is a way that they can kind of combat that. So
guilty,
smart, right?
All right, what else you got, Josh?
Well, the Broncos, they did play a game over the weekend as well, and I think it's time to already crown them Super Bowl champions.
Oh, really?
Like, it was an unbelievable game. They outgained the Atlanta Falcons 359 total yards to just 192. Jarrett Stidham looked unbelievable. I was like, where was that in the AFC Championship? He went 9 for 15, 131 total yards and a touchdown. Sam Ellinger, the other backup for the Broncos, crushed it as well. Two interceptions, Riley Moss as well as Jahdae Barron.
Oh, Jahdae Barron was there?
97-yard touchdown return, Jared.
Could you repeat all these names?
Pick six, Jahdae Barron, Joseph Munchak. Come on.
All right, what else you got?
The Broncos just look like they're picking up where they left off last year. I understand we have that bad taste in our mouth from the AFC Championship, but with Bo Nix at the helm.
That was from Kristen Bell singing.
She sings the next game.
But you're saying we should get excited about the Broncos team.
I forgot it was on.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't watch it? We really should. They are looking really good. You have a lot to look forward to this season.
It's blowing up.
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Yeah, it's time for the hype, all brought to you by Mountain High Appliance. Get amazing savings throughout all their showrooms, whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling an entire kitchen. Find top brands and expert advice. All you have to do is go to milehighappliance.com. All right, did we figure out how to say your last name? Hayden.
Panettiere,
I think
I believe.
it's Panettiere.
Yeah.
I've heard it about 9 different ways this morning. Hayden Panettiere is the last one I heard.
Ooh,
so, I don't know. Sadly, she passed away yesterday, only 36 years old. No word yet on the cause of her death. They say that she did travel to L.A. from somewhere in the South on Saturday. Police had responded to an incident involving Hayden.
Oh, no.
And they're actively investigating her death. Friends say that she's been complaining of back pain over the past year. She's had a lot of struggles. She wrote a memoir called This Is Me, A Reckoning, where she talked about her personal struggles, including massive amounts of depression, addiction, domestic abuse, and then the death of her brother about 3 years ago. So, man, poor girl had a lot of weight on her shoulders.
Yeah.
And I just loved
again, no
her.
Word yet, but you kind of think, you know, signs are pointing towards maybe suicide.
Well, and you don't like, that's the thing is,
you don't know.
I know she struggled with, like you said, addiction and
postpartum.
You know, and a lot of it, I mean, she just had so many things that she was dealing with. And I mean, what a absolute just gem, though. I mean, she knew, she sang, she acted. I mean, from a very young age, she just showed us all the talents that she has. So it's like Josh and I were talking about how it was shocking that we thought she was older because she's been around for so long.
Yeah, 36. So, I mean,
so we thought that she would be older, but man.
She was in Heroes, A Bug's Life, Nashville, some of the Scream movies.
Right. She was Dot. Yeah. She was the little princess in a book. Oh, my
goodness.
Absolutely
shocking. Absolutely shocking.
Wild celebrity news this morning. Here's a weird transition. Nate Bargatze has shattered the Guinness World Record for the most tickets sold on a stand-up comedy tour. It's his Big Dumb Eyes World Tour. Just over 2 million tickets were sold.
Jeez.
Broke 84 venue records and is the highest-grossing stand-up comic. He earned about $78 million last year.
Wow.
He's also developing a Tennessee theme park called Nateland.
Good for him.
I love this guy. I like his podcast. I love his stand-up because it's incredibly relatable to me. I mean, because it's a dad my age. And there's multiple moments of that stand-up tour. I just LOL.
It's one of the best shows I ever went to. I mean, it was 2 hours, 90 so minutes good. Of my cheeks hurting from laughing so hard.
Which great. Cheeks?
Smiling ones.
Well.
All right, here's an even weirder segue. I guess I'm going to do this. There's a website called lovehoney.com, and they put out a list of the top 10 best states for swingers.
Ooh.
Oh.
They analyzed data across 9 factors tied to indicators of an active swinger's lifestyle. Now, the problem is this story that I have in front of me didn't give me the 9 factors tied to the indicators of an active swinging lifestyle.
You think it'd be like first thing.
So I went to the website here at work. It won't let me go to lovehoney.com. And right before we went on the air, I hopped on my phone and searched top 10 best states for swingers at lovehoney.com. And it pulled up the link and I didn't have time to find the 9 factors, and I just want to publicly tell my wife that this was for the show. If you happen to hop on my phone later and you see I was at lovehoney.com looking at swinger lifestyles, it was for the show. For the show. Florida ranked the best state, so if you're looking to get you some swinger action,
it really
they had
is blocked.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You can't get to it here at work. They don't want you doing that at work.
Yeah, apparently not.
Anyway, they want you to head down to Florida. Colorado landed like smack dab in the middle of all 50 states.
Yeah.
The top 10 were Florida, Texas, Georgia, Nevada, Tennessee. Those are your top 5.
I knew it.
And then Colorado's kind of in the middle. So if anyone is a swinger and you want to let us know what the top 9 factors are for the best swinger's lifestyle, I'd love to talk to you.
Yeah.
303-691-1649. What you got, Katie?
Okay, so wild weather over the weekend, right? Man, those storms really rolled through on Saturday. Lots of video of winter-like weather. We're going to hear from a guy named Kevin in just a little bit in Douglas County. Because, man, this guy, Kevin, trying to make his way to his apartment complex and tried driving through some pretty gnarly stuff. He was not successful, but he didn't panic.
I'm a bull rider. I ride bulls. So danger is my forte.
Yeah. He knows bulls.
He just wanted to say that.
So the rain was coming down so hard at my house and so fast and heavy, just blasting the back of the house, that one of my windows started leaking. It was pushing water through the window, and it made me discover that I've got a little bit of loose siding up there.
Oh, no.
So I know what I'll be doing this week.
Yeah, it was one of those
it was like, it's coming through the window.
Yeah.
And we were having to pile towels up on the floor. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, that's fun. Now I've got water in the walls.
And it is funny.
It was hurricane-like.
It was. It absolutely was. Because, like, I only, in my little apartment, I hear it hit the chimney. So I hear it go ting, ting. Ting, 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 ting. You know, like that's the sound I get. And so when it really started coming down, it ding, 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 ding. I was like, what is happening out there? So I went and looked out my window, and it was just white. You couldn't see anything. And then after, because that lasted, what, for about 10 minutes? Like, solid?
It did, yeah. I mean, it was like pouring over the eaves of the house.
I mean, it was intense. And when I went outside, it was like that. I mean, you looked on the sidewalk, and it looked like you were standing on a glacier. It was that high of ice. Like, it is just intense.
It's one of those ones where you stop everything you're doing and you just stand there and you're like, oh God, what is going to happen here?
Yeah. What more can you do?
Also enjoy going outside and putting the garage up and standing in the garage and just watching it all come down.
Yeah.
And then you look across and it's like all the other dads in the neighborhood doing the same thing. Garages come up and they're like standing there, you know.
Arms crossed.
Having a Mickey Ultra.
Yeah, right. Well, this is going to damage the grass.
Yeah. We're all watching people run out, throw blankets on their cars.
I was sitting on my patio in my hand. Just like, well, this is crazy.
When you're in a safe spot like that, like, it's kind of fun. It's almost refreshing, the smell of it all. And
when it's not wreaking havoc on your whole life, it's fun.
It's really, when
sure
it's not
is.
Coming through your windows.
Yeah. And authorities reminding people, like, don't be like Kevin. Don't drive through that standing water. You're not going to make it.
No.
You know, baby Nana, do you hear that? Do not drive through standing water. Just in case she's out there listening. But more car stuff here. Did you see the 7 high-end sports cars that were stopped out in Clear Creek County? I guess it's not true then. They really can pull us all over, just in case you're wondering. Highway 103 near Idaho Springs. So this was on Thursday. 7 supercars were stopped.
Awesome.
For going 40 miles an hour over the posted
limit.
Oh,
that's it?
And this was truly like a scene out of Fast and the Furious. And they only caught them going the 40 miles over. So cops pulled over a Maserati, 2 McLarens, 2 Lamborghinis, a Porsche, and a Nissan. That last one, it had to be like,
it was
a Nissan
like a GTR.
GTR.
My Sentra.
It had to be the Nissan.
It was a Pathfinder.
Because that is a supercar. That's
yes,
the one
the
Nissan
GTR
is a supercar.
Yeah,
so I was like, but which one does not kind of belong?
That'd be funny.
Right?
It's a Nissan Rogue that was doing 213 miles an hour.
Nissan
so
Leaf.
Funny. But yeah, they pulled them all over, and it looked like what it was. It was one of those tours. Mm-hmm. So somebody like rented out those cars, and then there was like a tour guide, and he was guiding them through the mountains, but they were racing on these highways.
Well,
and
they can handle it. It.
No, they can't. But you know who can't?
Usually there's
it?
A blocker up front, a guy like way ahead. Like,
that's who it was, but you still, it's still illegal, Jeremy, because here's the thing.
But they
your
can
cars,
hug those curves.
Maybe they can, but they can't.
Oh, yeah.
But when a biker comes out of nowhere.
What's a biker
a
doing
moose,
on the highway?
When a moose tries to cross the highway.
There's no mooses.
That's where things happen. That's where things happen and problems
okay, Mom.
No, for real,
all
though.
Right, Mom.
Do you know when I was up in Idaho Springs not long
hold
ago.
Hold up.
I was coming around the corner going very
hugging
slow.
The heck out of the
I
curves.
Was, but there were big horns.
You just told us you
across.
Sped through the mountains with that guy in your car.
That doesn't, that's different. That's different.
Have you
that
ever
was on the interstate.
I have
that's
been on
different.
The highway going to an and event and you fly I, by doing a $125.
That was in my old
I
car.
I don't want to hear it.
I am humbled in this new car.
Okay,
and when I was
we're
up
done.
There with Chicago guy, I was still going the speed limit. I just got to it very quickly.
I was angry.
Okay?
Uh-huh, I was angry.
I just got to the limit
I was
quickly.
Only doing 25
that's
over.
It.
You got no room to talk.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
The mom is strong today with this one across from me. Yelling
well,
at people about speeding, and now she's in here off the air yelling about people walking their dogs.
Well, yeah.
The mom is strong in this one. Mm.
Today, well, because we were talking.
God.
I was on my walk, and I saw this guy who would not let his dog smell a flower. Like, he was just pulling that dog the entire time. I mean, I was following this guy for a good, probably roughly a mile, right?
Yeah.
'Cause it's along a stretch along the golf
Creeper.
Course. And he was just in front of me, but his dog kept wanting to stop and smell
ugh,
and sniff and do its thing. And he just kept pulling it.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where this
guilty.
Dog is like trying to, you know, put its brakes on, like, wait a second, I'm not ready.
Yeah,
and
but
the guy's
at some
just
point,
like, I mean, the collar almost came off. He was pulling him.
I
so
do that
much.
To little Goldie Fawn, but that's after like 75 times squatting to pee. And it's like, there comes a point where you're like, come on.
I know.
I'm out here to get exercise. You don't need. And she's on empty. She's blowing
but
air.
Here's the thing. Like, you can make them sick. Like, if
no.
they don't, yes, they can get bladder infections
no.
if they try and pee and then they can't.
No.
And then they have to stop mid whatever in their mind.
I do that all
doing.
The time. I'm
I
fine.
I know, but you have control over that. If somebody was pulling your collar while
I
you
do
were
my
trying
kegels.
To do it. Yeah. Yeah, nice and strong.
Huh, I've never heard that, though, that the dog can get a bladder infection.
Yeah. No, it can definitely be bad for them. And so that's the thing is I feel because this guy who was pulling his dog, I also didn't know, like, maybe it was the 80th time and
that's
this was their
like,
walk. Like, because I know that there's difference. Like, there's your long distance walk, but then there's the time you just bring your dog out to do its business, right? So maybe they had already done that a bunch.
The business had been
story.
Done about 40 times.
I don't know their story, but all
the
I know
is too with the girl dogs.
Yeah.
Like, because I'll walk with Knick Knack and Goldie Fawn, and Nikki's like, you're going to make people think you're, like, not letting the dog poop. Because you got the girl dog, you know, they squat. And then it also looks the same when they poop. So it looks like she's trying to poop. And I'm like, come on!
Yeah.
So I generally have to announce, she's not pooping! She's on empty, for God's sakes. We're just trying to walk. I'm reading this story here this morning, according to a new report. Most Americans now are more likely to take cooking advice from a so-called influencer online than their own mother. Your own mother who's been cooking meals since the 70s. They say, I'd rather hop onto the socials, see what the influencers are making, versus trying mom's recipes that have been passed down from generation to generation.
That's a sad statement.
I agree.
I have asked my mom so much when it comes to cooking, and I just hate that this next generation is not going to have that.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. I think we're hitting a point, too, where a lot of people have, like, those recipes and stuff that have been passed down. So, like, future generations aren't going to have any sort of recipe that Meemaw had, you know?
No more recipe boxes.
No more recipe boxes. Knickknack's got a recipe box. We go to it from time to time. My mom for sure does. She had this dish called broccoli corn bake that she makes every holiday, and we absolutely love it. It's one of the best. And for years and years and years, she said she would give it to Nicole. And then it was like, well, after you get married to Jer Bear, you can have it. Here we are 20-some years later.
Still, she doesn't have it?
So, yeah. So she's like, when's your mom going to give me that? I don't know. You're not in the loop.
Yeah.
You got to hit 30 years, I guess,
You need
babe.
To do more, Knickknack.
Yeah, so anyway, people would rather hop online and watch foodfluencers than talk to their own mother.
And that's sad. See, because, like, I feel like I got my love of cooking and food from my mom. Like, I still collect cookbooks. I'll grab one of my cookbooks and sit on the couch and read it still. Like, it's
really?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise you about me, I know.
Nope.
But I got my love of food from my mom, and so I hate that this is kind of stopping.
Yeah, it is definitely sad. God, well, there's one food book that I should let you borrow. It's one that we got from Knickknack's grandma out in Iowa, and it was like years and years of old ladies compiling this little cookbook.
Yeah.
I kid you not, there's recipes and stuff in there for squirrels.
Yeah, no.
squirrels and possum, and there's all sorts of wild things.
I wouldn't doubt that. I have a cookbook that comes from the hometown that I lived in back when it was Mercy Hospital, and mm-hmm. all of the nurses got together and put their favorite recipe into this book, and so I have the Mercy Hospital cookbook of all their favorites, and it's kind of like that, like, you know, just the old school recipes where you worked with what you had, and sometimes all you had was a squirrel.
Yeah, I kid you not, there's like some squirrel crockpot recipes in this book.
Funny enough, it also has a few of those in the cookbook you got me, the Thug Kitchen.
Oh, yeah, that is a funny cookbook.
It is my favorite. Again,
is it?
One that I sit on the couch and I read.
Because that one is like, make some M-F-ing tater tots tonight.
Yeah. I wish I would. Yeah.
Whoa.
There's a lot of cussing in it. It's like so good.
But it is so funny.
Thug
Kitchen,
right?
It keeps me entertained the entire night. Like, once I bust that baby out, I know it's going to be a good time.
You know what I've noticed, too? Because I actually just did this last night. Because I made some tilapia, and I was looking for some different recipes, and I was guilty. I went online to Instagram. I hopped on my Instagram app and just searched tilapia recipes on there. And I've noticed now that they'll have stock footage of tilapia being made, and then there's an AI voice over it now. So I'm like, screw this mess.
I know.
And it's like, and it repeats over and over. This looks delicious. I can't believe this only took 15 minutes to make. This looks delicious.
I hate that.
It's over and over and over.
This is your sign. Call your mother.
Yeah, call your mom.
Get
all of her recipes immediately. Steal the recipe box, for God's sake.
You need those.
Five, five, five.
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Yes, five, 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 five.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We going fast without.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Yeah, it's time to call in and play. Let's have a good time. First one of the week, it's Fast 5, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios. Always looking for the newbies, people who have never played before, people heading back to school in the carpool lanes. Kiddos, turn to your parents and make them call right now. 303-691-1649. We'll get you on the air, find out what you did over the weekend. And then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off? Never played before? 303-691-1649. Katie, examples.
Okay, you've asked for things like, quick, name five TV judges in 10 seconds or less, or even five Mountain Dew flavors. The one that won it on Friday was Terry, who named five foods that are sliced. No problem. Yes,
wasn't it sliced like a triangle?
Sliced like a triangle.
Sliced like a triangle.
That's what it was. That's
like pie, Doritos.
And yeah, so
your cheese crisp.
You never know what it is you're going to ask, Jared. It's
pizza.
Part of the charm of the game.
I know. Yes. I love this game so much. So does everybody else, apparently. Boom, these phone lines have absolutely exploded. 303-691-1 1649. If you're placed on hold, don't hang up. Make sure you are off your speakerphone, off your Bluetooth. And what are we playing for today?
We have a double prize. Yeah. You are going to get a pair of tickets to see 5 Seconds of Summer. They're going to be playing at the Junkyard. And then you're also going to get a pair of tickets to come hang out with us for Wine Time at Elidge Gardens. And that's going down on Friday, August 28th. So double prize. You're going to have a heck of time at both of those things. So, yeah, Fast Five, lit this week.
It is lit.
Lit.
Much like Katie.
Well...
You got to stop drinking the shooters out in the parking lot. 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios to play Fast Five like Amelia, who made it in. Hi, Amelia.
Good morning.
It says you're getting over the flu on my screen. Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, God.
Worse than COVID.
Really? Pretty nasty, huh?
It was, yeah. I'm barely feeling better.
Well, you sound okay. You'd never know.
It was so bad, I couldn't even listen to your show.
Oh, really? Well, I can barely listen to us sometimes. So.
No, I know.
I
couldn't. I mean, I couldn't even get up to nothing.
Do you know you're supposed to just take, pour a little shot of, liquid Lysol? You're supposed to just take a couple shots of that.
No,
you'll find it in no time.
I thought you were going to say tequila.
I know.
No, you got to take shots of Lysol. All the children listening right now, don't take
not
shots of Lysol.
No,
don't do that. It's just a joke.
No to tequila.
Just tequila instead. Start early with alcohol. Don't drink Lysol.
Yeah.
All right, sweet Amelia. Well, let's get to it before you start coughing and hacking here.
I am no coffee, no hack. It was just fever and chills. And,
sounds horrible.
And my brain is kind of foggy, so give me
some easy, huh? Five colors of the rainbow. Well, this one is, I don't know if it's very easy, but in 10 seconds, I need any 5 fictional characters that live underground. Go. Did we lose her?
Oh, my goodness. I can't think.
Yeah. Amelia.
Aww.
You could have started reeling off all the Ninja Turtles.
That darn flu?
How
that
about Bugs Bunny? Blue. Bugs Bunny's a rabbit who lives underground, right?
Underground. No way.
Well, we're going to let you get back to your Dayquil, Amelia.
Thank you so much.
We love you. Hope you feel better.
All
right. Thank you. I'll try tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Ashley.
Hi.
Have you never played before?
No, I've heard you guys play many times. So, I'll probably epically fail.
Yeah,
but
you're probably right. But it was nice of you to call in. Yeah, we're always looking for people who have never played before. So, thank you for calling in.
I'm going to do better than the last girl. No offense to her, but I'm going to at least get one answer out.
Yeah, I think she's all hopped up on ibuprofen or something.
Right. I think it was totally her the symptoms.
Yeah. So, what'd you do over the weekend? Anything good?
It was my daughter's 10th birthday, and my 40-something birthday.
Oh, Lord. You're getting old, Ashley.
Yeah.
You're getting up there. What was the theme of the 10-year-old's birthday?
We went and ate oysters galore, so as much oysters as we could eat.
The theme was an oyster birthday?
She ate 9 oysters.
That's so funny. Like,
gross.
My kiddo loved oysters, too, and it's so funny. Like, a child who likes the oysters on the half shell. But a whole party around it.
They're so
amazing.
Slimy.
She is a bougie little princess.
What's her name? Give her a shout out.
Harper Diaz.
Harper.
Ah, cute name, too. Little
Happy
Harper.
Birthday.
Harper loves oysters. Did you get anything good for your birthday, Ashley?
A bill for oysters.
And they're not cheap either.
Oh, you funny. You were funny. All right, well, we've broken the ice with you. First time caller, Ashley. Are you ready to play?
I am ready. I'm going to take a deep breath.
There you go.
Okay. Right.
I need 5 sports teams, their names, 5 teams that do not end with a letter S. Go.
Okay. Carolina Hurricane.
Yep.
Avalanche.
Yeah, 2. Hurry.
Chicago Cubs.
Sure. No cheating.
That is lost. At least I got three.
Yeah, the Kraken and the Jazz.
The Cubs.
Yeah, I'm a hockey girl. The Cubs is hockey all the way.
Cubs is. Did you say Hurricanes?
Yeah.
No, you didn't do good at all, Ashley.
No, yeah, I did. I sucked it up.
You did great. You just.
Thank you guys for having fun with me, though.
Hey, it was really nice meeting you. You have a super dupes day.
Yeah, I'll try again. You guys have a great one.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, she was nice.
Happy birthday again.
Let's see here. Is it Jasmine? Hi, Jasmine.
Hello.
Well, hello, you big ray of sunshine. What are you doing today?
I am driving back to school. I'm a speech pathologist, so I'm excited to get back.
Oh, well, congratulations. Very good.
Thank you.
Very, very good. Kitty, got anything to ask? Jasmine, I'm out of questions.
Oh, no. Did you have kids in the car?
Because I was like, characters under the ground and sports team. Those would have been right up my alley.
Oh, really?
You're going to give me one that I don't know.
Yeah. that's all right. I'm trying to look at what I got up here on deck, because some of these came in from listeners, and they're truly impossible.
Oh.
Like, the listeners are cutthroat. Very cutthroat. All right, I got a celebrity one for you. Are you ready?
Oh, no.
Nuts. I'm also listening to the way you talk, because I feel like as a speech pathologist, you should have perfect speech.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you
sound
okay.
Kind of like us, where we talk for a living, so everything we say is perfect, Jeremy.
Never.
It never.
We're all professional yappers here.
Yes.
But you are very clear. You enunciate everything. You sound good.
Your inflection's great.
Amazing. Thank you.
See, the way she said that.
That was perfect.
Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing.
Wow. You got a cute laugh, too. All right, 10 seconds. I need five famous women named Jessica. Go!
No, Jessica Spalding, Jessica Lambert, Jessica Simpson, Jessica O'Hare, is that one?
I don't know about Jessica
that
O'Hare.
Was.
That would have been four anyway, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, nuts. Well, you didn't get it. Katie says you didn't get it.
Yeah. I mean, she's a molecular biologist, but I don't know if she's real famous. Not.
Jasmine, thank you for calling. Have a super dupes day.
You as well. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, see, even that, you as well. Like,
you
that
as
was
well.
So proper.
Toodaloo.
So proper.
Shaylee? Is it Shaylee?
Yes, it is.
Hi, what'd you do this weekend?
Hi, nothing much. I just went back to school shopping with my sister.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. How much money did she drop?
Oh, a good 300 for sure.
Oh, yeah. Easy peasy.
For just one kid?
Yeah, just her.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, kids are so expensive.
They really are.
Well, she's in high school, so they take everything.
They need all the expensive stuff at that age, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe a little later on the show, I'll tell you how I dropped over $300 on one pair of shoes for my son this weekend.
Ooh. Oh.
And there you go.
All right. Katie came up with this one, Shaylee. Are you ready? Shaylee.
There I am.
There
I was
you
like,
are.
I lost you for
no,
a second.
No, that's okay. I want to make sure you're there. All right, Katie came up with this one. Here we go. In 10 seconds, okay. I need five things sold by the bunch. Go.
Cilantro, oranges, lettuce, cauliflower, broccoli.
What do you mean?
Do you go buy a bunch of broccoli?
Yeah,
it's a head of cauliflower.
It's a bunch.
Well, yeah, cauliflower is a head of cauliflower.
I know
a bunch would be
head
like
too,
bananas.
You can have a bunch of broccoli.
I hate
you
this
one. You can have a bunch of broccoli.
This is why I don't let Katie come up with the topics.
What do you mean?
I feel like those were all bunches.
Nobody walks in and say, I need a bunch of broccoli today.
Well, if you really need your
yes,
fiber,
do.
You do.
Unless you do. Yeah. Sometimes you really need it. You got to get those fruits and
veggies.
You need
a bunch of broccoli. Mm. Need a bunch of oranges.
Like you'd buy a bunch of grapes,
you know
a bunch of radishes.
A bunch of cilantro. Like
who's
she said
buying
that?
A bunch of radishes?
That would be a bunch of them because they come like bundled together. It's a bunch.
So does broccoli.
Shaylee, you're
broccoli like is sold as individual heads of broccoli.
No, they have connecting pieces.
Scallions would be like a bunch of a bunch of flowers, a bunch of firewood.
Pieces. I'm with it.
I think
asparagus would even be in a bunch.
I think I did great.
I think you did great too, Shayla.
This is why I don't like Katie. Did she even get five? Now I'm off track.
She got five.
Yes, I did.
She got five.
I said five. I did five. Everybody else did like two or three. I at least got five. I think I should win just by participation. I really do.
I'm just going to let you
I don't know. You're starting to annoy me now because you're so persistent, Shay.
I know, because I really want to win these 5 seconds of summer tickets. Let me heal my inner child.
Let her heal her inner child.
Am I going to let you win on a bunch of broccoli? You know I'm going to hear about this.
And cauliflower.
Shaylee and cauliflower, which is a head of cauliflower.
No, it's still a bunch.
I really think you should let me win on this. Have a heart. Let me heal my inner child.
I have
let me
a
do
heart.
This is
I'm just irritated because I let Katie come up with one of them, one topic today for Fast Five.
I know.
And this is what we get. Oh my goodness. How old are you, Shaylee?
I'm 25.
You seem like a 25-year-old, very entitled.
I know.
What do you mean?
Okay. A little bit.
I like you a lot.
Well, of course, because you came up with this crappy question.
You came up with the question that's going to help me win, girl. Yeah.
The text line right now, no win, no win. Do not give it to her. No way.
They're just haters. They don't want to see a girl win.
No, they're logical.
They're just mad that they didn't get in on the line. I did. I powered through. I was sitting on busy for like 15 minutes driving to work.
Amber says everyone else wanted to win, too. She didn't get it. I don't
think
Amber
should have got in through the call log.
Again, you got in. That's fine. But there's no such thing as a bunch of cauliflower and a bunch of broccoli.
There is if you think about it. If you don't think too hard about it, it is.
Now, the only way... See, so many people. Cauliflower is not a bunch. The only way I could let this fly is if you're, like, making some stir fry or something, okay?
And I do. I teach cooking club at my high school.
No, now you're making things up. And your wife or somebody's going to the store and you're like, honey, I need a bunch of broccoli for stir fry tonight. I feel like that's the only way that you can win this.
I have. I've literally texted my co-leader for cooking club saying, I need bunches of broccoli for stir fry.
Okay, listen. Hold up. Everybody just calm down on the text line.
We're going back and forth. Shaylee, there's a few people. There's people
there's
say
not.
Yes.
There's
there
not.
Are. There are
there's
people
not.
Say yes. There are people who
there's
say
not.
No.
There is 99% of the people saying no,
I mean,
no
99
way.
99 is
I'm going to post screenshots of this.
They just don't want to see me win, and that's okay.
They're florets.
Haters going to hate. Lover's going to love. And I would love to win this game
right broccoli,
now.
It's broccoli. Isn't it florets? Florets? How do you say it? It's a broccoli
it's floret.
Floret, and it's a head of cauliflower. There's no way in hell you won this today. No way in hell you won this.
Oh, stop.
But I'm in a really good mood today. And the only loophole in this is when you tell your significant other, I need a bunch of cauliflower tonight for this recipe. I need a bunch of broccoli for our broccoli stir fry tonight.
Okay.
So, Shaylee, do you know what you're supposed to say when you win Fast Five?
No, because I've never played before, so you can't get me on that one.
Okay,
this is
I
my
can't.
First time caller, first time player.
Okay, this is fine then. I'm going to walk you through this so everybody knows.
So
I need you to say out loud to the entire Denver Metro, who is pissed at you right now, I need
you
to say, Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
Jeremy, my love, please play the Winnie Win sound.
I'm giving it to you today because I'm in a good mood.
I love you. I seriously adore you.
Oh my god, Katie, I love you, girl.
I love this so much.
What a bunch of nonsense this was.
Did I just read Justin's text?
No.
This girl needs to go to law school. That's all he said. You need to...
Oh my god, my sister's so excited with
Listen,
me. We're going to go to 5 seconds of summer.
For everyone that's pissed on the text line, go get your own damn radio show and play these games, all right?
Exactly. Like I said, haters going to hate, lovers going to love, and we love because we're up right now.
Lovers be loving today.
Love, love, love.
Shaylee, we're going to put you on hold and give you this bogus arse prize that you just won.
Yay! Yay!
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so Katie, you got a story. You got a dilemma going on in your life.
What?
Oh, man.
I have many. That's why I'm like,
so many.
Just Specify what you mean
mostly
by that.
Mostly the one we talked about 30 seconds before we went on the air. Do you remember what it is?
Yeah, how I started up my new app.
Nope.
Not that one. Okay. Again, so many dilemmas going on in the world of Katie.
We literally talked about it 30 seconds before we went on the air.
My short-term memory?
Nope, that's not it. I'm going to make it uncomfortable. I'm going to make you guess.
You make
things Josh, do you remember what we were talking about?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it. Are you kidding me?
What are we talking about? You guys, don't do this to me. It's a Monday.
What were you looking at on your phone before we went on the air? What was all that?
Okay, that was kind of funny. I'm not going to lie.
What dilemma
the things
I
that
have.
Come out of her mouth?
Right,
I don't
I'm
understand.
You so we can get into it.
Okay, because there's a Dang lot it. Of dilemmas in my
we
life.
We need, you know, those little bags like when you go to comedy shows that they put your phones in.
Yeah,
yeah, we need those for the studio. Definitely.
What do you
so
mean?
So you guys can put your phones in them. All right, so we are talking about your Airbnb dilemma.
Oh, there's that one too. I have God. Many dilemmas, Jer. I don't know why you're coming at me
if
right
I ever
now.
Leave, this thing's going down faster than the Titanic.
Hey, job security, man.
Yeah, if I ever leave the show. Contract's hey, up in February.
You got to rein us in. That's your job. This is, you drive it.
You're
going to
be at the
know?
Bottom of the ocean with the Titanic. All right, tell everybody about your Airbnb dilemma, Katie. If you
okay.
even remember.
I do remember. I'm actually going somewhere this upcoming weekend with a group of friends, right? And there's five of us. And the Airbnb that we're getting, the total is $700. So in my little mind, I'm like, well, boop, boop, deep up. We're going to divide that $700 by five. Since there's five of us, right? Wouldn't you think that's the way we're going? Yeah. Well, apparently, since I'm going with two couples, right? So it's a couple and another couple and me. And they're like, well, we're just going to divide it by rooms. Since there's three rooms in this Airbnb, you pay for one room. Then the other couples pay for the other rooms. So now it is this Airbnb.
So you're totally the fifth wheel on
that's
this.
Being divided by three. And I have to pay twice, essentially, because there's only one of me. And I just don't like this. I'm like, but I'm only taking up the same amount of space. I get that right. I need a bed by myself. But, yeah, I'm okay. I'll shack up with one of you. Let's make it fun, right? Like, if it's going to save me money.
Like, so you're saying it should be
that.
$140 bucks per person
yes.
versus $233.
Yes. Exactly. Don't you
split
think?
Over split over the three
I mean,
rooms?
Isn't that the way you would break it down? I mean, and so that is my argument with them, and they're like, "Well, I mean, you're taking the whole room." I'm like, "Well, yeah, but the way I thought about it in my brain when we were talking about all of this, I'm like, absolutely, I will split an Airbnb for $700 between five people, and that's where it was justified to me.
Now
so
I'm
now
starting
it's...
to change my thoughts on this, because when you originally told me, I was like, oh, yeah, five people spread
yeah.
across, so
well,
it's
yeah.
$140
but
bucks
couples...
each. But now we're talking, I didn't know...
What do you mean?
Well, it kind of makes sense to, if it's a couple,
it's a
they're,
couple they're joints.
One joint.
Yeah.
They're like
joint.
But it's still five people. It's still five of
yeah,
us
that's
going
like your girl
in
math right now.
On
I don't
this
know
Airbnb. I Why do I have to pay twice? I'm so not on board with it at all. And maybe it's just
Well, just think,
I'm cheap
are these married couples?
No, they're all just dating. I think one of them is engaged, actually, but the other one is just dating. And then there's me. And this is my life a lot of
okay,
times.
But it's kind of, I mean...
I don't know.
I'm trying
I know.
To be gentle about
it. I know.
It's
you
like
are.
It's not their fault you don't have somebody
I know.
Special.
It's not the way
it's
you
your fault.
It. No, it's not anybody's it's fault, fault, but I just thought when you think about an Airbnb, the total price you would split it between five people that are going because you're all going to enjoy the kitchen. You're all going to enjoy the living room, just the outdoor setting. You know what I mean? All of those things you're enjoying as an individual person,
I
not
know.
As a couple. The only
it
thing
feels,
that they're sharing
weird.
Is
the bed
or the room. Like, we still have to use the same bathroom. We still have to use all the same amenities. It is just
But you are
the
just
bedroom.
Paying for a three-bedroom place. So the cost, now that I'm thinking about it, should just be across the three bedrooms. You're paying... That's essentially like your little hotel room
yeah.
for the night is the bedroom.
But it's the whole
house.
So if
house, you were to go out and get a hotel, it would be probably $200.
But that's the difference between an Airbnb is you split the cost of the whole house. You're not just breaking it down by bedroom. Again, this is my thought process.
I know.
If
I can
I'm
see
wrong,
both sides of this.
Tell me now so I don't go into this weekend like...
All pissed
wait
off.
Wait a minute. Hold the phone.
So what's the difference we're looking at? It's 233.
Oh, someone wants to come with me and then we can split the room.
So you're going to be out like $93.
I mean,
so
yeah.
the only thing you can do is make it worth your while, like set up shop out on the couch somewhere, like really spread out in the house. and
claim it as yours.
Take advantage of the extra $93.
Isn't that rude, though?
Or just get a boyfriend for the weekend. Like, you're on the Tinders now.
You're on the Hinges.
It'll cost you $93 to come hang out with Katie this weekend.
Well, I mean,
don't you have a friend that would go with? Take Josh.
We'd have to share a bed.
Oh, he'll sleep with anybody.
Check with the well.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't know if that's a dig on Josh or me.
Yeah, actually.
Come on.
Actually, wait a second.
You,
the longer I thought about that, that was me first and then Katie.
Josh will sleep with anybody, Katie. Your chances are pretty good.
I'm a good time.
Josh.
Bring a dog or
Let's
something.
Go.
I don't know. A little quick getaway. To where are you going, Palisade?
Yeah.
Get you some peaches.
Peach Fest.
Mm. She's got a little Airbnb dilemma, though. Do a quick recap for everybody.
Yeah.
Katie?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. No, so I'm going to an Airbnb this weekend. Don't
laugh. Quick question. Did you happen to sit in the parking lot this morning? Before we started working, like, huff a can of spray paint?
It's Monday. Sometimes
it takes
me a minute.
Were you huffing paint before the show?
Stop.
No. Model glue?
No. Maybe this weekend, but not before
your
the
shoes?
Show. Jeez.
Hey, Katie,
I'm
give us a quick recap about your Airbnb dilemma.
So, myself and four of my friends are going to get an Airbnb, so five total, and it's going to cost us $700. And I thought we were going to split that five ways, but now it's come to my attention that they want to split it per couple. So, since there's two couples involved and then myself, they're like, well, one couple will pay a third, the other couple will pay a third, and then I'm stuck with a third of the cost because I don't have another person with me. And I think that that's really unfair.
So she's looking
at that by bedrooms.
$233 versus $140.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
That's a big difference. What do you think she should do about this, or how should she pay? Phone lines are open, 303-691-1649. I definitely want to talk to Jordan, Deb, and Justin on the line. Let's go to Jordan first. Hi, Jordan.
Hi there.
Hey, girl. All right, so what should Katie do about this Airbnb dilemma?
It should totally be per person.
Okay.
I agree with Katie.
Why?
Thank you.
Why should it be per person?
Here's my thought, is that if everybody was coupled up, then that's really, it makes sense. But why would you make your friend feel like a fifth wheel and make them pay more for your stay?
Right?
But the nice thing,
if you have someone in your group who's not attached,
yeah,
for whatever reason, they should definitely be per
person.
Jordan, there are so many reasons. As to why she is not attached.
Yeah, thank you.
Jordan, there are so many reasons, my friend. But listen to this. Katie should be paying the full amount because she is getting an entire bedroom to herself. She doesn't even have to share it with anybody. So she's actually getting the better deal. She has an entire bedroom.
I mean, I don't disagree, but they're her friends, right?
Yes.
Like, come on.
Well, and not only that, but when you think about it, Jordan, when you're thinking about like the extra that I actually get, I get an extra half of the bed and then the room, they get the same size room. They're just having to share it. So it's just like, that's the difference.
Do you get your own bathroom?
I don't think so. I think there's just one bathroom to share. So
well, then I would.
So what are you guys going to do about the food situation?
I think
everyone buying food for the house, but yet you get to eat for two.
And that's the thing. I think we're going out to eat a
lot.
You will
anyway.
So that, I know.
Maybe
you
don't know. Maybe they'll spiff you some appetizers. They'll buy you something.
Maybe.
Are you all riding up together?
Well, and that's the thing is I am helping out with gas because we're kind of carpooling in a sense. So maybe they could help me with that. Like there's ways. But
if that's the case, they should be good friends and say, Katie, don't worry about gas. We got gas since you're paying double for the room.
And maybe that would happen. We don't know. Maybe like when we start rolling up there, they'll be like, oh, it's fine, you know, but I'm just stuck on the, wait a minute, I'm paying for the whole room, you know?
Jordan, thank you so much for your call. We really, really appreciate you. The phone lines are lighting up like crazy. People are passionate about this. Hi, Deb.
Hi, good morning. Well, I love your show.
Well, we love you
Thanks,
for calling
Deb.
In. Come here, give me a tongue kiss. Yum, 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 yum.
Okay, you Wow.
Got it in my eye, Deb.
Maybe you two should get the room.
You're all over them. Hold on. Let me give a towel here, Deb.
Right?
All right. So,
that was fun.
I know. It was good
Wanna
for me.
Want to come stay up Thanks. In Palisade, Deb?
Yeah. Katie's got some room in
Yes, I do. I was calling in to say you should take me. But no, I'm kidding. I am single, obviously. And I...
I liked that
I
part.
Think that you should take a friend. And then split that. I mean, you got lots of friends, girl, right?
Yeah.
You would have a really good time with your friends.
Take your
and
daughter.
I know this jerk in Chicago, forget about him.
Yeah, I forgot
oh, that
already.
Guy. That guy's long gone, Deb.
Yeah, we don't like that guy
I know,
anymore.
But still, you...
I'm
you
afraid
know,
you're going
to
cuss.
Go through that.
Deb, I'm afraid
oh,
you're
going to
stay here. I'm going to put you on hold, Deb. Thank you for calling. You're the best. I feel like an F-bomb is going to slip out of her.
Well, Deb, I don't blame her.
Have a good Monday, Deb. You could take your daughter.
I know.
Your daughter with you.
I was thinking about that.
She's
like,
always trying to mooch off you. Why wouldn't you take your daughter?
She would love.
Here's Justin. Hi, Justin.
What's up, buddies?
What's up, buddies?
On?
All right, what's Katie going to do about this Airbnb? Is she just going to shut up and pay the cost or make us think about it?
Well, I mean, she could take me. I'll pay some of it, too. I'll pay half of it, and I'll sleep on the couch, but I have to be able to bring my motorcycle because I'll be riding the motorcycle most of the time.
You going to bring your hog? Blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. No. I don't ride Harleys. I ride street bikes.
Oh.
I got a GSXR 750 and a FZ6R.
Oh, Katie loves the SR.
Do you wear ankle socks?
No, I wear high socks. I wear it to the knees.
Oh, okay.
What, you like ankle socks?
I like ankle socks, especially on a motorcycle. I don't know why. But
sorry, Justin, you're out.
No, well, that's fine.
Well, see you later.
No, but I do like...
You kind of feel like you're getting screwed because you got to pony up more cash for your room. So, I mean, it's kind of on you a little bit. But...
because I'm picky? Sure. So...
Hi, Kendra.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're super dupes.
We're
doing really good. So Katie's all fired up about this Palisade Peach getaway. What do you think she should do about the cost of this Airbnb?
She should absolutely make us think because the way I see it is she said that one was just dating and one was engaged, so they're not married. Their finances are not tied. It should 100% be priced per person.
Okay. And I see a lot of that. I see people saying if they're not married, if it's just a dating situation. I didn't realize that was a qualifier, but I'm digging it because it's in my favor. But is that
but is
kind
it
of
a committed?
You should 100%, not have to pay more just because they're a couple.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people are saying this on the text line because they're not married, because it is just them dating or even just engaged at this point, that is a reason I should be able to say
something. But I feel, have they been together for a long time? It's like they're married. I mean, you're engaged, I mean, you're
well,
a couple.
No, not legally, because they could easily break up and then their finances are separate.
That's kind of, people are saying that, the finance.
There's so many
the
caveats
here.
There's so many rules.
I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea that Airbnbs were like
this. Oh, no,
this.
Because, I've seen that happen, and I think 100%. If they're married, then yes, it should be priced as one, because then their finances are the same.
Because
but
two become one.
If they're not even legally married, it should be priced per person.
All right. Kendra, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have a great Monday. All right, there's Kendra. Let's talk to Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning, buddy. Well, should Katie make a fuss about the cost?
Man, I got to start by saying, Brandon, avid ankle sock wearer here. I got to get on your good side because I'm about to get on your bad side.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Straight up, girl, three rooms, three ways, without a doubt. However, like, since I'm, a gentleman, or since, I'm real and I could see how that would hurt you as my friend to take the hit and have to pay a little more for your portion of your private room, by the way, what I would do is, as part of the two couples, I would go out to dinner one night and have the two couples pick up the check for dinner.
Okay.
There you go. And say, okay. Katie, order yourself a steak tonight.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's go out to eat whatever, you know what I mean? And us two couples will do this. But, fair is fair is fair is friends, so whatever that means.
Or do you like the scenario, Brandon, where apparently they're all splitting gas, too? Like, I would be like, Katie, don't worry about the gas. Like, don't worry about chipping in for gas.
Well, is the gas three ways for the couples, or is the gas
five
ways?
Five ways, right.
I know, exactly. It seems like
you're so confused. How is that working?
I don't know yet.
I would actually take that argument back to the table if I was Katie doing the room thing. If they're like, wait a minute, so we're splitting gas five ways, but we're splitting the room three. That's kind of funny.
There's some ammunition for you.
Yeah, you got to be consistent.
Brandon, we appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, you had some really
very
good
logical
stuff.
And keep rocking those socks.
And send
dude.
Me a picture of your ankles. I know.
Oh, she's into ankles. Oh, yeah. Personally, if it was me, I'd take my own vehicle so I wouldn't have to sit with all these people.
Well, but. I get that, but I don't want to take my car out there. You know how I am about my car right now.
Angelo.
Yes.
Yes. It's you, buddy. You're on the air. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a Monday. The sun's shining, and it's not going to rain.
Life Yay! Is good, buddy. Life is good. And now you're a radio superstar. Everybody's going to know you.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. What are your thoughts?
Well, so the more bedrooms that you get with the Airbnb, the higher the cost. And Jamie or Katie decides, well, you know what? Maybe it should be split between five people as opposed to, you know, three. But there's also the possibility if you get two bedrooms as opposed to three, it's going to be less. There's always a couch in every place.
Oh.
The two people who are dating can have their own bedroom.
Yep.
They could have their privacy.
Yep.
And if they're dating, they're legally not married. Most likely, they're going to need a little bit of privacy. Okay, they're still in that stage. You're with somebody for 20 years.
Yeah,
you could probably, it doesn't matter if you're all in the same bedroom. Sleep in the couch, get a two-bedroom, have the cost be, you know, split so that at least, you know, she could pay a lower cost for that because she doesn't have the privacy and she's sleeping on the couch.
There you go. You just want to couch it? It would be cheaper.
That's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
And I love Angelo, how you totally insinuated that married people for a lot of years don't have romantic relations.
They probably don't.
You know what, buddy?
He's like, I'm just speaking the truth.
Correct. You are so correct. Angelo, thank you so much. Very
really
wise
good.
Man there.
I wonder if I can suggest that, if we can go.
I think you could throw a monkey wrench in the entire situation and say, hey, we need a new Airbnb. Two bedroom, one couch, and I'm not paying over $140.
Yeah.
If you guys could get me in at $96, even better.
Thing. If we're really think if I have to pay that much, I might as well just get my own hotel room, right?
Absolutely. Like, then you've got the entire hotel room to
yourself.
Then
it's all me. Continental breakfast, watch out. They hate to see me coming.
I only hope
that
some of them were listening today and they're going to be crazy irritated with you for this entire trip.
What do you mean? This is real life right here.
It's so awkward. Never invited again. Leave Katie at home. Oh, yeah. It's time for a Mix 100 sports report. How about the random appearance by Kristen Bell at the Bananas game?
Yeah.
Of course, Field Saturday night. She emerged from the crowd. Here I am. And sang for the first time in forever. Teamed up with this guy on the Bananas named Derek something or other, who's a Broadway performer. They started singing stuff from Wicked and Dirty Dancing. They even attempted the famous Dirty Dancing lift.
Knee dropper.
They did it.
They did it? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Here's a little taste.
You're the one thing.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get enough.
Oh, wow. Tell you right now, if I was at that game, I'd gather up my belongings, make my way to the exit, and go to my car.
What?
Oh, you're not about
Come
it?
Come on.
Not gonna, no,
that wasn't God. On my 2026 bingo card, but I dug it.
It's
cute.
They
did a great job. I didn't expect it. So it was kind of
Well,
fun.
Coming out of the stands like she did, I mean, you're just sitting in the seat trying to watch a baseball game, and she appears. That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
I thought it
make
was
you
funny.
Jump.
You saw a video of her making her way down the stands, and there were people who were really excited, and then there were people who were like, don't touch me.
There's a little bit of
what?
Yeah.
It's so funny, like to see her because they didn't. They're like, who? I don't know if people
well,
knew
she was,
who she was.
Yeah,
at
she
first.
Was really trying to interact with the crowd too. Like I saw her kind of grab a child, and the
child
was like,
she was grabbing
you?
Children.
Don't touch
a
it.
A little
like,
bit.
It was
yeah.
kind of funny the way she like
bit.
Worked her way down.
She might have gotten a stiff arm.
watching it was funny, but no, the little kid was totally like, don't touch
no,
me.
No, seriously, like, who are you?
Back off, crazy.
And why do you sound like Anna and Elsa? Like, why are you?
I know that's at that point the parents are like, that's the Frozen lady.
Yeah.
Close your eyes, imagine Elsa, right?
Yeah.
She's Anna, right? She plays Anna.
You bet. She's the best in that
she
movie.
I thought she
Anna.
Was Olaf, right?
She's total Disney
you
princess,
bet.
Though. I loved it.
One
I
of the best. She's great. Yeah.
So good.
So cute.
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons
on Mix 100.
Yeah, we're all about the hype. It's all the big happenings locally and, of course, nationally. Let's start with locally because Mix 100 has been all about the All Access Summer, hooking you guys up with some really fun events all summer long, which has been brought to you by our good partners over at Mr. Rooter. And we got another one for you. It's coming up this Monday. We are going to have another one of our VIP listener lunches where we bring you down to the radio station. You get to hang out in our multi-million dollar office complex and watch the band Camino.
Woo-hoo!
They're going to be in town. They're going to be here at Mix 100. We're going to feed you guys lunch. You get a little free performance. You get a meet and greet. You get to hang out with the Mix 100 crew. If you feel like that is something that you would like to do, it's mid-morning on Monday the 24th.
Yes.
Caller 10 right now, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. The only caveat is that you could have not attended one of these events in the past.
Yeah.
We want some new people to join us. We will be checking IDs at the door.
Well,
and
checking
our spreadsheets.
The new gigs and everything, digs and everything, right?
Yeah.
Like, we want to have everybody come in. And so if you've been here before, let someone else come check it out.
Yeah, we're definitely opening this up to some people that have not been down to the studios before. But if you'd like to join us on Monday to see the band Camino live in person, 303-691-1649. Looking for caller 10 right now. The rest of the Mile High Hype. Well, gosh, the big celebrity news of the morning. Did we figure out how to pronounce her last name yet?
Hayden Panettiere.
Panettiere.
Again, we hear it so many different ways. Yeah.
Sadly, she passed away yesterday. She was only 36 years old. Do we know now that it was an overdose?
That's what reports are saying now.
OD'd.
You had said that cops had responded to something that happened involving her, and it looks like there may be something within that story.
Okay.
But yeah, the reports are coming out now saying it may have been an overdose. And it's just shocking and sad, and I love everything she's ever been in. So I think this is hitting a lot of people especially hard today just because how young, just absolutely sad news about it.
She's had a hard go of it for sure. She had as a book that she talked about her personal struggles, including depression, addiction, domestic abuse, and then the death of her brother about 3 years ago. So poor girl had a lot of weight on her shoulders and sadly is no longer with us. That is horrible news
this
morning.
Very sad story.
Nate Bargatze's in the news. He has shattered the Guinness World Record for the most tickets sold on a stand-up tour. His Big Dumb Eyes World Tour brought in just over 2 million tickets. He was the highest grossing stand-up comic last year, just shy of $78 million that dude made.
Well, and I know you and Josh both said you loved his stand-up. Like, have seen him and made you laugh the whole time.
And then here's this. The top 10 best states for swingers.
Oh.
If you're looking to do a little swing action, Florida ranked number one. So
okay.
If you're looking for that, you might need to move down to Florida. Colorado came like right in the middle of all 50 states. So we're right smack dab in the middle for swinger action.
Yeah.
The funny thing about this story is like they started talking about how they analyzed data across 9 factors tied to swinging for the swinging lifestyle. But nowhere in the story here did it give me the 9 factors. This is from, where was this from? Like Love Monster, lovehoney.com.
Well, so did you try and figure it out?
I looked up lovehoney.com at work. Uh-huh. It wouldn't let me in.
Well, yeah.
So just a quick disclaimer. I had to look up lovehoney.com, best states for swingers on my phone. Nicole, knick-knack, wife, if you're listening.
Yeah, that's why.
It was for work.
All these ads are popping up, I swear.
It was for work.
Oh, no.
I still never found out the 9 reasons.
Right? If someone could Google that for us.
Or just call in and tell us whether you think they would be. What else you got, Katie?
That would also be awesome. Let's talk about this bar. This bar down in the DU campus area finally got a name. So it's right off University Boulevard, and I love this story. So it's located in the former home of Asbury Provisions near the University of Denver. It's been up and running since 2023 without a name.
How does
that
happen?
It's been working for them. The whole shtick was was just, they wanted word of mouth to drive their business, right? And so that's kind of what it was, is people were like, you know, that no-name bar. And so people would meet their friends at the no-name bar. And it was just like trivia night at the no-name bar. It was great, but it did have its limitations. And the owners came out and said, like, even with an address in hand, people of this generation had trouble finding it when meeting friends because they couldn't get it on their maps, right?
And how does, like, taxes and license and everything?
Well, and they said delivery drivers. They even had a real big problem dropping off supplies. So it looked like after 2 years, 2+ years, they found more problems.
Did they name it No Name Bar?
So now they have come up with a name. It's not No Name Bar. I wish that they were able to grab onto that. That would have been perfect. It has been called Redacted. That's what they named it. I think it's fun. I think it's a play
I get the shtick.
Know, the whole journey of the establishment and how it's came to be. And but
you
it's
think
got
the Gen Zers
following.
Are going to know how to spell redacted?
They're going to Google it. They're going to get their spell check to help them with that. They're also going to get in on that all-you-can-eat spaghetti for just $5 during happy hour.
Okay, that's your lead.
There we go.
What time?
$5 all-you-can-eat spaghetti.
During
three
happy
to five
hour?
Daily. Daily, you can get three to all you can eat spaghetti
sauce for just and noodles.
$5.
No
Who
meat.
Cares? Like, my voice cracked. I was that excited about all.
Crack
you
open
eat.
A cold one all and give me some of the spaghetti.
Send nudes.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
That is the question. Do you know a lot about movies and TV and pop culture and music? I don't know. Do you, Sarah? You ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready. Put me in.
Bring it.
I love it.
Well, first of all, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. Now we need to know everything about you.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. All right. I live in Brighton. I'm a mom of three. I'm widowed, so it's me and the kids and our massive support network. And we love movies and snack packs, so I can't wait to play.
Well, much love to you and your family.
Yeah.
That sucks. So much love to you and your family. Do you work? Do you have a job?
Yeah, I work from home. I work in software, tech support kind of stuff. So it's a good life, all things considered.
Yeah, well, that's good. Good, good, good. All right, Katie, do you have anything you want to say to Miss Sarah before we get it on?
Yeah, just the best of luck. Bring that mama sassiness. And yeah, let's play, huh?
Sassy pants.
All right, good luck, Sarah.
Thank you.
Sarah, you want to give your kids a shout out?
Yes. So Karina, my daughter, put me onto this. She listens every day. And then George and Isaac. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, kids. All right, so Katie is leaving the studio. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with a question, so there's no cheating. And then we will find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back into the studios. Other than
Great.
That, yeah, let's get it on. All right, here's your first question. Who is the actress who played Kat in the movie 10 Things I Hate About You? Who's that actress?
Julia Stiles.
J to the S. All right, here is your second question. What music video had the guys from NSYNC dressed up as puppets or marionettes, I think they were?
Oh, I'm not good with the boy bands. I'm going to say bye, bye, bye.
All right, we'll just put you down for the bye, the bye, the bye. Third question. What musical artist claims to have a pocket full of sunshine?
Oh, man.
Oh,
Take me away. I actually don't know this one.
Well, you want to just throw something out there or do you want to pass?
Vitamin C. That's wrong.
What did you say? Your phone cut out.
Oh, I said vitamin C, but that's not wrong.
Vitamin
that's
C.
Wrong. That's the graduation
boy,
girl.
Yeah, you're going way back. You're in the way back machine. All right, well, I'll put you down for vitamin C. All right, here is your fourth question. What reality fixer-upper TV star created the Magnolia home line?
Oh.
It's in Target, right?
Yes. Joanna Gaines.
And your fifth and final question for the crush. Please tell me which cereal mascot is a vampire.
Oh, that's Count Chocula.
Well, you didn't even hesitate with that one. You can tell you have small children.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's you pounding down. particular cereal, which will remain unnamed here because Katie's in
cereal.
Ooh. All right, let me add up what Sarah got here, and then we will get Katie. All right, hi. Welcome back.
Hi.
All right, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Who is the actress who played Kat in the movie 10 Things I Hate About You?
Oh, Julia Stiles. People say I look like her.
Well, you got the question. People say that you look like her.
Shut up, Jerry.
That
Nobody
was wrong.
Asked you.
That was way wrong. Sarah, you got that one right.
Yay.
Katie, what music video had the guys from NSYNC dressed as puppets / marionettes?
Oh. Was it the Gonna Be May?
Gonna Be May?
Right?
Sarah,
funny.
It was Bye Bye Bye.
Incredible.
Now, I know a lot of people say that you look like Joey Fatone.
Shut up.
Who says that?
Everybody says it, Sarah.
Gosh.
Like, you're that Joey Fatone from NSYNC. That's who Katie looks like.
Nobody says that.
You and Joey Fatone. You're like, what is that, a doppelganger?
Same lower body shape, and nobody says that.
Sick. Katie, what Shut musical up, artist Jerry. Claims to have a pocket full of sunshine?
It's Natasha Bedingfield, right?
That is correct. Sarah got in the Wayback Machine and said vitamin C.
I'll never recover from that.
That's pretty bad.
Pretty Real bad.
That's a solid pull,
But you know
though.
What? That was a pretty pretty solid song.
Absolutely.
In its time, too, that graduation one. All right, Katie, what reality fixer-upper TV star created the Magnolia Homeline?
Oh, I don't watch the show, the home fixer-upper ones.
The home fixer-uppers?
Isn't New Kids on the Block one of them, right? The New Kids on the Block guy? Jordan Knight? Isn't it Jordan Knight? No.
Sarah, you said Joanna Gaines.
Amazing.
That is amazing. All that stuff's in Target.
That.
You walk by it every time you walk in the front
the
door.
Show, though. Oh,
all right,
man.
Finally, which cereal mascot is a vampire?
Oh, it's the Count Chocula.
Sarah, you got that one right, too.
Hey. Sarah Yay. Got a lot right, though, didn't she?
Sarah got 1, 2, 3, 4. Katie got 1, 2, 3. Sarah, you officially crushed Katie today.
Wow, what an honor. Thank you.
Yeah. Right on.
You know your stuff, Sarah.
Oh, you've given me so much credibility with my children. And a snack pack.
And a snack pack. Well, we got you covered for a couple kiddos at least to go see a movie and get some snacks, courtesy of JKJ. You're a sweetheart. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. I had the best time.
You're a rock star.